Welcome to the Teardown, baby.
We swarm, baby.
Welcome to the Teardown,
baby. We swarm, let them know.
We swarm, baby.
We swarm, baby. All day long.
We about to win so big. Talking about hydraulic money.
Coming in, tell me what's the program. 25 back for Kush, yeah, get with the program. Shorty walk that wave, get the program. Shorty walk that wave, what's the program? Throwing through the air, what's the program? Fucking
check. Ladies and gentlemen, you know what time it is. Welcome back to Tales from the Terradome. I wish it was under better circumstances. Blacksburg, Virginia, reigning tailgate champions. Unfortunately, Saturday, that's where the fun stopped for the most part. We'll get into it. There was like a quarter of football that was really fun, but yeah. You know, it's spooky out there, man. It's Halloween's approaching. The month of October is coming, and it's looking a little scary. If things stay as they are, and you know, I enjoy talking to y'all. I love doing this podcast. Unfortunately, part of that job, and it is a job. Any content creator out here will agree with me on that. The unfortunate part is sometimes you gotta relive some unfortunate shit. So that's what we're here to do, man. Took a L to Rutgers. In the worst way. Grayson Wimbish, he's here from Los Angeles, man. How you doing, man?
You want me to be honest with you?
I mean, I don't want you to lie to me.
I mean,
if I want you to lie to me, I date you. You know what I'm saying?
Respect. But the answer to that question is I'm not doing well. You know, it's like overcast here in L.A. Coffee did not hit right this morning. Respectfully, you know, I'm very frustrated, and kind of there's also this little piece of me that isn't surprised. I don't know about you, Dan, but yesterday, you know, after we lost to Rutgers, I have never felt so lied to. I have never felt so cheated, hustled, pulled one over on. I felt like the victim of an elaborate prank, like some Shawshank Redemption type of, you know, this whole thing is one giant conspiracy and everybody's in on it, but me. And it's a byproduct of all this offseason hype that we had. You know, you go out there, you lose to Vanderbilt in the same way. What we did against Rutgers yesterday, we did against them. You know, we come back, and then we still find a way to lose. And so the answer to your question, now that it's not even the end of September, and the Virginia Tech Hokies are 2-2. Yeah, dude, I'm not happy about it. I don't think anybody is. Anyone who's you know, having a good Sunday who's a Virginia Tech fan today, God bless them. But, yeah, dude, this one, this was one of those you had to win it, and we didn't win it. So that was the last time we'd beaten a Power 5 opponent at home was against Nebraska in 2009, out of conference. I was in the eighth grade. The last time we did it in general was against the West Virginia Mountaineers, and I was a senior in college. Yeah. Long time ago. So the Hokies are a laughingstock on the internet. You know, the safety's gone viral on every college football platform on Twitter imaginable or on X. And here we are, dude. All that talking is done. And I think what we found out yesterday is that the Virginia Tech Hokies are not a well-coached football team, unfortunately. And let's start there. So I will defer to you.
Well, it was it started out a good day, like always. It was a little warm. It was like 83, 84 degrees. Originally, it was supposed to be like 74 degrees, which would have been even more perfect. Tailgate was good. Shout out Steven. He made some banging street tacos. Did you miss out? Skirt steak, chicken, roasted corn, cotija cheese, jalapeno ranch drizzle, corn tortillas. Bro, we had the works. Will Stewart, he got to enjoy some. And first of all, I want to shout out Will Stewart because he has been doing this a long time, but yet he still takes the time to not only recognize the other content creators out there, but to like hang out and, you know, converse with, which is pretty cool. I'm not saying he's like a super celebrity, but in the realm of Virginia Tech media, there ain't really anybody that's been doing it too much longer than him, you know. But
yeah, man, no doubt.
Yeah. So the game started off. First of all, they got to get this thing figured out with the student section. Like, they're starting to come in, like, the main east entrance, and it, like, really clogs it up bad.
Yeah, I heard and, it was bad.
Yeah, they should really just be using the northeast because, you know, the student section's in the north, and then they can access their student sections in the east from that particular one, but they're still coming in from the other side, and it just gets to be too much. Not for me personally, but, like, people were raising concerns about, you know, small kids and the elderly people, especially when it's that hot. So I get it. But the game started off, you know, fans, the stands were packed, everybody wearing white. I did not get anything on my white Virginia Tech polo at the tailgate. Another W.
That's huge.
I got to count as many W's as I can because I didn't get to witness one. But nah, man, we came out on defense, dude. We locked it down first series. They punted. Jalen Lane fumbled.
And that was it.
It was a landslide from there, really, until the last three plays of the third quarter. But yeah, it was just kind of like, you know, I kind of felt bad at one point for when he fumbled for Marv's defense because, I mean, they did exactly what they were supposed to do, and then they got to go out there, defend the short field, get scored on, and then it was kind of just like, you know, if you would have told me that we were going to lose that game yesterday and Kyle Manungai wasn't the reason we lost that game, I would have thought you were crazy. But for whatever reason, that flat was open every time you wanted to roll out and hit it for decent yards. And they killed us in that aspect, man.
It's like they kept running the same play over and over again. And once they went up once it was 14-0, I was like, we're going to lose. We're going to lose. No confidence. Even if we come back, we're going to lose. And I'm telling you, man, it starts at the top, all right? And listen, I'm a Brent Pry fan. I want it to work out so damn bad with him. He says and he does all the right things. But when it comes to the actual games, that's what matters. And that's where he's not getting it done. And this staff is not getting it done. And, dude, you know, when Jalen Lane is out here and he fumbles the punt return, and you can't come back from that, that's coaching. That's a mentality thing. You saw, it was like the air got sucked out of Lane Stadium. You know, you have to have the mentality of, I'm going to go out there and play that next play, even if I messed up. And it wasn't the defense's fault. They got put on their heels. And from that moment, dude, I was like, we don't have the mental fortitude. We are not headstrong enough to go out there and win this football game. And I have a few things that I wrote down, Dan, just in my notes app that I want to bring up. So obviously you fumble the initial punt return. That's bad, right? But then top to bottom in this game, flags flying all over the place on who? On the home team. Late hit out of bounds, right?
Yeah, that was crazy.
Late True hit out of mistake. Bounds. Coaching. You can't do that. Sets up another score for them. Aeneas Peebles going off sides out of a timeout on third down. You're too experienced to be doing that. Again, you got to know the snap count. That is coaching. That is a coaching thing. You cannot be coming out of a timeout and jump off sides. Then I'm going to say something. Listen, Parker Clemens is probably a very, very nice kid. All right.
He is
probably a good dude. You know what he's not nice at? The game of football. He's not very good. He basically sacks Kyren Drones for a second time this season. in the end zone, which forces a safety. I have a hard time believing that he's our best option at that position. I just do. That's no disrespect, but the numbers and the gameplay, bro, there's film. Okay? There's film. It's not working there. I think Johnny Garrett should start over him. I'm just going to call a spade a spade. I know I am not the only one who shares that sentiment. We also have this. What hurts the most? Well, also, a couple more things.
What hurts the most?
Yeah, we lost in front of three-time ACC champion and Super Bowl champions, Tyrod Taylor, Cam Chancellor, and Bruce Arians. Three Super Bowl winners were in attendance yesterday, lost in front of all three of them. They put up a graphic on the television. They were interviewing Tyrod Taylor. They said, as a career starter, Tyrod Taylor was 34-8 as a career starter. Didn't lose in the double digits as a career starter. Doesn't that make you a little misty-eyed? We are a long way away from those days. Beating up teams, going to BCS bowl games. Nah, bro, we're losing to Rutgers at home. For the second year in a row, we're losing to the who? Rutgers Scarlet Knights? Excuse me? What the hell? Make it make sense. Bottom line is this.
I got a side note for you real quick.
Okay.
We actually haven't had two back-to-back years of good quarterback play at Virginia Tech since Tyrod Taylor.
That's a fact. That's a fact.
And he was on the Ravens Super Bowl team.
Yep. And that was
it. So he'd been gone a long time.
He's been gone almost 15 years.
It was 2012.
He's been gone a long time. So, bottom line is this. We have too much talent on this team. Retained too much talent. Paid a lot of money to do it. For us to be losing to teams like Vanderbilt and Rutgers. It is nauseating. It is frustrating. And it is on the coaches. It is their fault. They are not putting together complete games. We have not played one game with a complete four quarters of football. That is coaching. Having these guys prepared is on them. And if Coach Pry has to and should make some changes at the end of this season, then, well, that's what he needs to do. If he wants to stick around here, then that's what he needs to do. Because right now, these guys, they ain't getting it done. And that's a damn shame. And so, like I said, to sum all of this up, we lose 26-23. What hurts the most about this is all we heard all off season long is how good this team was going to be. Oh, we're going to be so good. Playoff bound, 10 wins. Anything less is a failure. Bro, we might not win 6. Harrowing thought, but also very, very possible. You look at the rest of our schedule, dude. Ruh-roh, Raggy. Scary. Miami, top 10 team next week. Sheesh. Don't even predict it. They're going to beat us by 40. Yeah. Oh, usually I would say, oh, I'd love to eat my words. Shut the hell up. I ain't eating words. They're going to beat us by 40. That's what kind of team we're working with right now. And it's a damn shame. And I'm fired up. Because I drank the rat poison. I feel cheated. I feel got. They played me for a damn fool. And it's just so disheartening, man. We deserve so much better than this. 30,000 people at the Vanderbilt game. Packed out house for the military appreciation and the whiteout yesterday. Packed. Looked great on TV. Losing to Vanderbilt and Rutgers. There's going to be thousands of people. I was asking them yesterday at Founders Ale House. Going to the Stanford game. Traveling 2,500 miles. To go see Virginia Tech play. I would be damned if we lose. Real possibility. After getting our teeth kicked in by Miami. Inevitable. This team's got me hot, dude. Because I'm running out of patience. A lot of us are. Running out of patience. I want a winner. We deserve a winner. Just like Nebraska. Dan, you and I have talked about that ad nauseum. Loyal ass fan base. Who we do our part. We show up on any day that ends in Y. But this team, they sure as hell don't. And that's a problem. And I, you know, I can point the fingers at Coach Pry. I think there's people in Merriman who have things to do with this who have not handled it well. I don't have to say who they are because you know who I'm talking about. And that's that. Here we are. Going to be 2-3 at the end of September. Whoop de frickin' do. All right, I'm done. You know, we can start talking stats and all that, but this is not good. It's not good.
Nah, it's not. The wild thing is, last year at this time, we were 1-3.
Right.
And there was, I felt very empty. This year, we're actually 2-2, which is on paper a one game improvement, but it's still the same exact feeling.
Yes.
Like we did talk about Nebraska. They lost a tough one on Friday, but they are definitely headed in the right direction.
Right.
True freshman quarterback. Looks awesome. I know how they feel. We felt that way when Tyrod was here. We knew we had something. Logan, not so much. We haven't had that feeling. So, like, Logan was, like, obviously good. He's having – he you know, switched roles in the NFL, turning into a pretty good career, still playing. But, yeah, it's just – I don't know. The – in a like, the just the lack of I don't really like singling kids out, but, like, Parker Clemens, not good, dude. Like, it's been that way for – so, in 2022 – it was false start penalties and holding penalties. Him.
Yep.
Last year, sacks. This year, safeties, sacks. It's just like Johnny Garrett filled in for Xavier Chaplin. He did well. You got to try something. It can't be worse than what it is. It can't be worse than what it is, right? So, and then, I mean, Kyren does have to play better. That deep ball, he's got it. He was connecting on those things last year after Pittsburgh.
That's right.
He was. And I don't know if it's the fact that he has the yips because he doesn't have time. I don't know if he's seeing go. I don't know what is going on there. But they got to find a way to rein it in and refocus it. Because we all want him to have a great send-off, go pro right now. It's not happening, dude.
It's
just not. It's not looking good. Bashel Tootin, amazing.
The only bright spot.
15 carries on Saturday, 120 some yards, 3 touchdowns. I'd have given him the ball 30 times. At one point, he was averaging 9.2 yards per carry. That's damn near a first. That's a first down every 2 carries. Like Steven Gosnell, still great. Benji played well.
Felton was wide open twice on the deep ball.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. Like, obviously missing Ollie Jennings hurt, but, like, he hasn't really been factored in much, which is crazy. But, like, at this point, you're 2-2. We're about to start ACC play. We, for whatever reason, I mean, we haven't played ACC games yet. So, like, it's really up to the team at this point. Like, do you want to make a run at this thing, or do you just, are you cool? Like, because right now
done?
It's not good. Yeah.
Are you done?
Or nah, you know, I just like, and yeah, I don't know what exactly is going on staff. I don't know. Like, changes aren't made. Like, they just got to, I don't know if there's like, I mean, there's a lot of weapons on that offense. And they're not getting it done. I think maybe you just got to tune it out. Like, I know everybody wants the ball, but, like, if part of the reason is the fact that, I don't know if this is true, like, you're trying to get everybody and keep everybody happy. Nah, man. Everybody's happy when we win games. Just do whatever it takes.
Right.
I don't know. Like, I really don't know. Yeah, there was the last 3 plays of the third quarter, we came alive. It was like a whole different team for the rest of the game. There was a really bad pass interference call on Mansoor Delane that kind of screwed us over a little bit. And then there was a no-call holding penalty that led to a 60-yard pass from them. Ended up setting up their game-winning field goal because they didn't really get another yard off that after that particular play. And then Kyren just threw that pick to the defender on the 2-minute drill. And it was a perfect 2-minute drill, perfect setup. It was a perfect setup for a 2-minute drill. A minute 56, 3 timeouts on our third 25-yard line, 25, yeah, on the 25. I was like, if you're ever going to do it, right now is the time.
Now's the time.
They didn't. And now, you know, Rutgers, Greg Schiano, great coach. We said that last week. We said he's a really good coach. And he came out and he had his boys ready. You know, they win the game. Vanderbilt might be better than we thought. Still shouldn't lose to them, but they took Missouri, who's a top 10 team, to overtime. So, you know, cool, I guess. But, like, the way we played in these losses should be wins. You can't play a quarter of football. Like, it baffles me because Coach Pry is so good at, like, the PR part and the roster retention and the recruiting aspect. Like, those things are so good. So the fact that it just doesn't come together for whatever reason, like, that whatever reason part, they have to figure that out, because this shit cannot continue.
Persist. Nope.
If he wants to stay, or like if they all want to stay around, and like they want to truly bring Virginia Tech back, they talk about tough conversations. Some tough conversations are going to have to be had. And I'm not naive enough to think that they like they don't care about this, because I'm pretty sure if anybody cares about this, they care about this. I don't think Brent Pry is the type of man that likes to look dumb. And I do think come December, if not much has changed, there will be massive changes to that room, that coach's room. And yeah, I love him to death, dude, but I gotta call it like I see it, man. And right now I'm not seeing it.
None of us are, dude. If you're seeing anything, you're blind, because there ain't nothing there, dude. It's like, to your point, Dan, Coach Pry does and says all the right things. And, dude, those are important things, right? You know, that's a lot of stuff people didn't like Coach Fuente for, because maybe he wasn't the best recruiter or not as personable. Okay, well, that's all great, but you got to be able to coach a football game and put together four quarters. Reg Schiano's Rutgers team, they played a complete game. That was a well-coached team. Night and day, stark difference. If somebody tweeted it, it was like, if Greg Schiano was our coach, we'd be 4-0 right now. I firmly believe that. Like, I firmly believe it. And, dude, you know, I'm still not loving these press conferences where Coach Pry will get up there and he'll say, you know, we got to be better in practice. I'm like, what do you do in practice? We're coming out flat as hell every week. No urgency, no energy. They came out of the tunnel. I'm like, bro, they weren't fired up to play at all. Like, that is coaching. And I'm like, I'm not. How many times am I going to say that this episode? The phrase that is coaching. I got it a few more times in me. Like, I don't have the bandwidth. This fan base doesn't have the bandwidth to wait around anymore. Like, I can't keep doing this rebuilding thing. Like, dude, there are programs like Boston College and Miami who have taken giant steps forward with their new coaches. Like, Miami's different. You know, they got a little bit more coin down there. Boston College, like, in year one, Bill O'Brien, like, it's year three, dude. You got to start putting this together. The pieces are there. If you don't, you can get out, because I'm telling you, man, I lost a lot of confidence yesterday, collectively, top to bottom, just in our administration, this staff, sub a few pieces who I think are good coaches. And I'm not saying Coach Pry can't be the guy, but I am saying that there will have to be changes made at the end of this. If something does not improve. But this whole month of September warm-up game bullshit, like, I can't do it anymore. I can't do it. I'm not even kidding, Dan. I want to win games, obviously, but I will be very irritated if all of a sudden it's like last year and the flip switches. And in October and November, we're just winning games. Like, winning games, maybe we don't have business winning. God forbid. And I'm going to be like, so what happened in September? Like, why can you not put it together? But just some numbers worth noting. And you want to talk about just the breakdown. We had 183 rushing yards to their 153. Kyle Manunga really wasn't all that active. I mean, he had a touchdown yesterday.
No, 26 carries for like 82 yards. It was like 3.2 yards per carry.
We contained him, all things considered. But passing is where they got us. 269 passing yards to our 137. They had 422 yards of total offense versus our 320. You know, that's... Eh. And only 23 points to boot. You know, I'm not even going to tell fibs to him. I was at Founders Ale House yesterday with the Virginia Tech Alumni Association. And I left in the third quarter. I was like, I can't watch this anymore. It's like, it's Saturday. I don't have to watch this. I'm going to go home and just chill and put something else on, take my mind off it. I was that frustrated. And I get home and all of a sudden we start making the comeback and I'm like, I'm not going to turn it on because if I turn it on, we'll mess it up. And my buddy Carson is texting me all these updates. God forbid we tie it up 23-23 all. And all I could think to myself, and I hate that I even thought it. So I said, I heard that we had three timeouts left and we had the ball. I was like, God forbid we get a turnover. What if Drones throws a pick? That'd be the most VT thing. Can't spell vintage without VT thing of all time. And on the timeline, everybody's, you've got to be shit. And I'm like, I know what that means. I know what that means. That means fumble or a pick. And then I keep scrolling. Oh, interception. Ah, okay. So you climb all that way back. You claw. You convert 2 2-point conversions. Offense cooks. Basil Tootin is rolling. And you still lose the game. A good team wins it. A bad team loses it. It's the same thing at Vandy. It's no different. We should have won yesterday. If you're going to make that comeback like the Belk Bowl in 2016, you got to finish it. Hey, shout out Justin Fuente. You make that run and you come back and you finish it. Now, that's a different story, but I will say, I mean, finish the job. You've done that twice now this season. How many more of those you got? Because I got zero of them. I can't do it. How many more of those you got? How many more of those you're going to wake up in the third quarter and then decide to play football? You're going to tie it just to lose. If you're going to lose with honor, you know? Don't tie it up. Because, I mean, at that point, that's just, it's just nauseating, dude. Being a Virginia Tech fan, it is not for the faint of heart. It has taken years off my life. I mean, I'm confident that it has. But not a good effort by the Hokies yesterday, man. It's going to be a long season. And it showed. I said this on the timeline earlier this week. I said, this game is going to teach us everything we need to know about this team. I will know what the rest of the season is going to look like based on how we play against Rutgers. Now I know. We might be fighting for bowl eligibility if we're lucky against the Wahoos. Scary to think about. But, I mean, over the next 4 weeks, we got Miami, definite L. Stanford, for some reason, dude, I think we're going to pull that one out of our ass. I just do. For some reason, I feel good about that game. Is it because I'm going to be there? Yes. That's beside the point. After that, Boston College, wouldn't be surprised if on Thursday night in Lane Stadium, they roll up in there and run the ball down our throat. Same thing with Georgia Tech. Wouldn't surprise me. We lose that one at home. Then after that, Syracuse and the Carrier Dome or whatever they're calling it these days, forget about it. Forget about it. Like, heck no. And then who we got after that? After Syracuse, is that what is that? Duke at that point? Who knows? The only game really, and because it's home, that I feel like I'm confident about is UVA. Because you know us, dude. We always get off the bus for that one.
After Syracuse is Clemson, and then it's Duke.
Clemson's the one I'm forgetting. I remember tweeting that we were going to beat them this year.
Syracuse, you know, actually, everything that we do well, they don't defend well. So I feel a little better about that one after watching them play Stanford. But
look at me. Look at me, Dan. Popping Tums right now. I got heartburn. Damn loss did this to me. I can't believe it. But
yeah. Yeah, I guess I don't know. It's so inexcusable.
That's what it is.
It's egregious. It really is.
That's the word. Inexcusable. Top to bottom.
Yeah. The realism in me fights the optimism in me all the time.
Oh, yeah.
Because I know that college football is crazy and it's a week-by-week thing. But if, like, you don't drastically change something this week, Like today, as we're recording Sunday, if shit's not in motion, Cam Ward is going to embarrass us.
Oh, dude.
They're on ESPN on Friday night.
They're averaging 50 points a game. That we will lose to them by 40. Like, they will have their way with us. That they are a serious football program this year. You know, every year Miami, they have so much talent. Yeah. Then they criminally underperform. Not this year. Miami's a playoff team. Miami's probably going to win the ACC championship. Took them long enough, but yeah, they're probably going to
be their first one.
Their first one. Yep. Which, dude, they look only, far and away the best team in the conference.
The only reason I won't say 40 is because our DBs are pretty good.
Yeah, so is Cam Ward.
No, he is. But I like where our receiver stack or where our corner stack on their receivers. But if you just let Cam run, then yeah, it's going to be 40.
That's what I'm talking about.
But in reality, it'll probably be a loss where at some point we have like a little bit of hope and then it gets crushed. Like in the second quarter, we'll think, hey, we can hang. And then by the fourth, we're like, beer 12.
Beer 12, dude.
Just in our PJ, like chilling Friday night on the couch. I don't know. You know,
I probably only have the first quarter of that game in me.
Yeah.
I'm there, dude. I'm there. Thanks a lot, Hokies. You did this to me. Like, you've broken me. Yeah. Like you're going to come out here and say, oh, 20 returning starters, this and that. And I'm a real fan, dog. Been my whole life. But this is, you've almost damn near broken me. Like, why would I waste my time on a Friday night? I show up for you. You don't show up for me. Toxic-ass relationship, dude. It's tough.
Yeah, would you rather be where you are right now, or would you rather have a beefy five-layer burrito in your freezer?
In my freezer or in...
You see?
Shout-out to that Kansas State fan.
He put it in the freezer on video, so he's waiting for it to harden up.
Okay, yeah. Well, I guess I don't have to get a Virginia Tech tattoo anymore.
Yep. Oh, yeah. I mean, you could have anyway. That was pretty low stakes.
Yeah, low stakes. I mean, it'll happen one of these days when we do something productive, but you got to get there. I don't know, dude. I don't know where we go from here. I mean, like you said, dude, the game plan has to be centered around Baisel Tootin going forward. He's the only one who does anything. He's the only one who, it's like he cares, I swear.
Yeah, I'm tired of them asking him about offensive woes. It's not his responsibility to answer those questions. Woes
and, oh, he's hurt. Oh, he's hurt. Bro, he's scoring touchdowns.
Yeah, with a leg brace.
Yeah. Oh, he's hurt. Okay. He's the only one who can put points on the board. That's it. Receivers ain't doing it. Since the freaking Marshall game, like, you know, Jalen Land had a tutty last week. That was a good throw. It's Old Dominion. But, like, we're not getting it done in the air. Most of the TDs, most of the 6 points that we score are coming from number 33. And that dude is the mix of Darren Evans and Ryan Williams. And it's ironic that he wears the number between the two. You ever think about that?
Yeah.
He is those two. And he wears 33.
I guess I would just say, and everybody knows, I have a good relationship with these staff, like these coaches. But they're honest with me. So I got to be honest with them.
Right.
This network of creators at Virginia Tech, podcasts or whatever else, blogs, we do preach the gospel of Virginia Tech, and I think we do a good job of spreading the message, but we have to be honest about it at the same time, and it's completely unacceptable how it looks right now, and all the goodwill that was built is gone. Now it's gone. So you have an opportunity to rebuild it, but that's not on us. That's on y'all. So figure it out. I respect y'all enough as members of your profession who have done it at a high level elsewhere in positional roles. I will give you the respect of figuring it out because you're smart You know more than me. Like you, I'm not like I don't know the ins and outs. I'm not there every day. I don't know who's doing what off the field. But you gotta figure it out, man. Because we do love you, but we love winning football games, and we deserve a winning program. We grew up with a winning tradition, and it's hard to see the talent that is on this roster and to see how it performed last year. And people say, oh man, the film's out now. They got us figured out. Do you think that Josh Heupel in Tennessee, and I know they're working with a whole bit big, larger talent pool. They got a hotshot AD. That's no disrespect. Danny White, I believe his name is. That dude is killing it over there. I watched Tennessee. I watched Matt Rhule in Nebraska, who are on the verge of coming back. I watched these other teams. South Alabama, Major Applewhite. It doesn't matter. There's film. There's tape out there on them. They still come in and execute their game plan. They do what they're going to do. And you got to stop it. So I don't care if there's film on us from last year. We're supposed to be deeper, better, more prepared.
Improved.
More experienced, improved. more improved, and we're not. We haven't seen it. We should not be 2-2 right now. 3-1, I would take.
Yes.
2-2, I can't. Like we should be halfway to bowl eligibility right now.
Right now. Yesterday, we should have been halfway to bowl eligibility.
But we're only a quarter of the way, and one step back will kill you in college football.
And I'm going to tell you right now, I mean, whether or not the coaching staff listens to this podcast, and I know you know a lot of them, and, you know, my goal, and like you said, is never to single out an athlete, never to single out a kid. They're kids, man. They're college students. But we have arrived at this place where, if you're not playing well, I'm going to be honest about it. I'm going to tell you how I feel as a lifelong fan, as a proud 2018 graduate. We had two parents who went to VT and met in public speaking class, and my granddad, and my uncle, and my other uncle, and my aunt, and my other aunt. This is in my blood, dude. This is all I got. I don't cheer for a football team on Sunday. Many people who know me and know me well, they know that. My happiness and my sadness, it rides on the Hokies. And right now, this team has got me real bummed out because I came in to this season thinking, oh, this year it's going to be different.
Yep.
This year, I might feel like a kid again. We might do something, man. The Hokies might be back. Nah, too good to be true. And I will never, mark my words, never fall for it again. I don't care if Michael Vick's son is our quarterback. I don't give a shit. If we got a full team of five stars, I'd be like, yes, okay, big bet. Show me something. And right now, dude, this team, like, we're low energy, no heart, no drive. They don't seem pressed. And starts at the top, figure it out or get out. I ain't got time. And so, I mean, this runs deeper than 60 minutes. Shout out Clark Rowland. Let me read you a text he sent me today. Because this, bro, this made me feel some type of way. Clark and I were texting. He said, and I quote, "The worst part about all of this is that this is all the fan base has. Tech football is a family thing here. It's more than just the 60 minutes," end quote. Doesn't that make you feel some type of way? Because that is gospel. It is so much deeper than the 60 minutes. It's about you being with Steven and Nate and Karen, drinking bourbon off the table, eating tacos before going into the stadium thinking, damn, I hope we get one today. It's about getting on a plane and going to Nashville, spending thousands of your hard-earned money to put your ass up in a hotel. 30,000 people in Vanderbilt Stadium, maroon and orange, and we lose. I feel like you owe me restitution for some of this.
Yeah.
The team owes me something. Hey, how about a win? Too many Hokie fans in 2 weeks. Like I said, thousands of Hokie fans are going to fly across the country to see our first ever regular season game in California. History. And I'll be damned if we lose with all the talent we have. So, yeah, dude, I get fired up, man. It ain't right. Start with it. Figure it out, man. Whit Babcock, figure it out. Everybody figure it out. You got a job to do. You make too much damn money to not figure this out. Be better everywhere, top to bottom.
And another thing, and I'm only saying this, I usually brush this off, but it's happened too many times already this season, whether at Vanderbilt or in the stands at Lane Stadium, do not come up to me and yell at me about the staff. I don't work for the team, bro. I'm sitting on my seat at the 35-yard line just like I'm hanging. Like, I'm a fan who happens to spend a lot of gas money, hotel money, microphone money,
time,
program money, laptop money currency. On this team. Yeah, time.
The ultimate currency.
Don't just come up on me and be like, yo, fuck this. What do you want me to do? All I can do is come on here and share my thoughts and experiences. And my experiences right now are not good. I do enjoy showing up, hanging out with Nate, Steven, Karen, and everybody that shows up at tailgates, Grayson, Josh Clark's dad, Big James, Chris Lester, Brody's dad, like all these people. I love seeing Clark walking around with the damn helmet on. Like, he was seeing Barrick and Mike, like, hanging out in the front yard. Seeing Hokie Hack leave Pete B messages on the two deep hotline. Like, I just, like, seeing him win the sizzle. Like, I love it all. But just when you lose, like, it was a very long ride home up north from Blacksburg last night. And at one point, it started shitting rain, and I just went touche, because that's how I feel right now.
Yeah, rain on your parade, and like they say, man, when it rains, it pours. Shout out to Pete from Too Deep, man. First off, I gotta say this real quick. You know, despite all the negativity and all the bad talk, the segment that he and Sam do with the call-ins, that's one of the best things in VT content right now. That is like one of the best things going. Do the call-in line. I called in a couple of weeks ago. That's like such a good idea. And you listen to those messages and they're always funny. Like the way he cuts them up, they're always hilarious. Dude, Pete, good God. He was like me on the timeline yesterday. He was fired up. Dude was not happy. And he said something that resonated with me. He's like, I promise I'm not going to be this much of an asshole on here. And I was just like, dude, like I looked at my tweets and I'm like, yeah, dude, Grayson, you're kind of being just negative Nancy, but with good reason, dude. He's like me. He's passionate. I mean, we're all passionate, man. We all want the same thing. This goes back. I've said that so many times, even back to the Justin Fuente days. Like, we all want the same thing. We want to be good at football, and we're not. Again,
I left my phone in my pocket.
Until
the third, and then I was like, well, we might get a shot here.
Well, here's the thing. I watched the game yesterday, stone cold sober. You know, I didn't want to rage tweet any booze in the system, whatever. I watched the game stone cold sober yesterday.
I probably get more mad sober than I do if I've been drinking, to be honest.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. So I'm sitting here and I'm like, oh, no, Grayson, these emotions that you're feeling are genuine rage, like genuine disappointment, genuine confusion, genuine befuddlement. Like, it was all bad. And I knew, I was like, you were smart not to turn it back on, Grayson, because I heard what happened.
Yeah, and after we fumbled, man, that white effect looked like a white flag.
I'm telling you, not bad. 10 out of 10. I'm telling you that it takes a lot for me to turn off a VT game. My old man, when I was a kid and I grew up going to the games, my old man was so adamant, you stay until there are 3 zeros on that clock. Don't matter. You stay until there's 3 zeros on that clock. And I've always kind of heeded those words. Yesterday I said, they don't deserve this shit. I got better things to do. Like, I'm just going to be even more mad if I watch us come back and then lose. And hey, look, that's exactly what happened. So, long season ahead, damn.
It is a long season.
Long season. long season. Hate to say it, but it's dadgummit, it's the truth.
Yeah,
and
if you're gonna figure it out, it's got to be now.
Oh yeah, dude.
Because if I mean the fans will never give up on the logo, but they will give up
on a coaching staff.
Yes, and I don't want to see that happen because the staff, like I said, very good, especially at with they're amazing with the donors. We raise so much more money now. We're 34th in NIL in the nation. Great. But man, you got to put it together, dude. You got to win the games, dude. Winning keeps you around. Sustainability equals winning games.
Yep.
And man, I know, I don't know how it happens, but it's got to happen now.
It's ain't no more time to waste, dude. Like, I tell you two things.
Ain't no sunshine.
Coach Prime gets probably one more year after this, and that's with changes. Otherwise, it's going to, and it has to change very substantially in a positive direction. Otherwise, it's going to get scary. And I'm of the opinion, and I'm going to say this on here, no athletic director should get to hire a third football coach. You don't get to hire three. You get to hire two. You've hired Justin Fuente. You've hired Brent Pry. You don't get to hire the third guy.
Yeah. I don't want to see anybody lose their job, and it's not because I'm worried about their financial situation or their family situation.
Fact.
If you keep your job, it means we're winning games. So I want to see everybody. I want to see everybody currently in position stay in position because that means things are good.
Winning.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, dude. Like, by the way, if you're listening to this and taking away the message of, oh, they, screw everybody in the athletic department, screw Coach Pry, this, that, and the third, you're missing the point.
1,000%.
You're totally missing the point. I want more than anything for this staff to work out. Again,
yes,
Coach Pry fan. I am not out on him yet.
Nope.
But I'm just telling you, this is unacceptable. This, the whole top to bottom, the way it is right now, losing to Vanderbilt, losing to Rutgers in year three is inexcusable and unacceptable. Hopefully they all know that. I hope like hell they do. But, I mean, teams that of old we would not even think about have come into Lane Stadium, beat us, and we've gone to Vanderbilt. And I mean, dude, just it's bad. It's not okay. It's not okay. Big boy football programs don't do it. And they sure as hell don't go to ODU either. But I beat that point to death.
Yeah. I'm going to spend my week praying that it's a classic Virginia Tech-Miami matchup and not a murder.
Yep. Dude,
I don't know, dude. If you don't show up for three quarters against that team, you might as well not show up for the fourth because
you're going to be on the over. Top 10 a lot next week. Ain't no doubt about it.
Brandon Walker, Josh Pate, Bud Elliott, ESPN, Pat McAfee will all embarrass us. Well, we'll embarrass ourselves, and then they will continue to embarrass us. But
yep.
We can't have it. Let's figure it out. We got figure it out now, please. Because
all I'll say, it is, you know what the most Virginia Tech thing of all time would be?
To beat their ass or to beat them. Yeah.
Remember 2019? Yeah. We went down there after losing all those games. We had no business.
They were favored by two touchdowns.
Yeah.
Yeah. We beat them by 42-35.
Be the most Virginia Tech thing of all time to pull this one out. Do I think it's going to happen? Oh, God, no.
Could you imagine if Brent Pry is 2-2, loses to Rutgers, loses to Vanderbilt, and then comes out and beats the number 7 team on the road?
I could see it. There's.
I want to see it. I want to actually see it. But
there's this warped part of my conscience that has considered that. It's insane. It's actually nuts. But, yeah.
I heard this theory, man. I heard this theory, and it was so dumb when I heard it. But if it's true, I'm going to be so mad. Was that they didn't mail it in for the first four, for the first not for all the non-con games, but they definitely didn't use the strategy they had planned for the season in order to throw off ACC opponents. Part of me hopes it's true, and the other part of me hopes it's not true, because that is insane to do. I would rather just win all the games. You know, it's like, I'm not saying they threw games. I'm saying people said that, oh, they're not using the same playbook. Da, da, da. It's a ridiculous rumor and thing to say, but if they really going to change their strategy for ACC play, now would be the time to do it.
Yeah, dude. I don't know, but any chance of an ACC championship berth is asinine. You're insane. Like, don't even talk about that. Like, oh, the conference is still wide open, bro. If you're saying that, you ain't been watching. Shut up. Like, that's insane. Spare me the Hope Corps shit. Like, nuts.
Yeah, Clemson seems to have figured it out.
Oh yeah, they look good. They look real good. Cade Klubnik looked really good on the ground yesterday. He should be fun when they come to Blacksburg.
Also, if you're listening to this and you can tell me where I can purchase the voodoo magic that Michigan has, where Alex Orji, former Virginia Tech commit, by the way, can throw for 32 yards and still beat the USC Trojans. Because that's insane. I would love to have a, I would love that. That would, like, if we threw for 32 yards, we got pounded. That would, like, most teams would have gotten destroyed.
They just ran the rock, man, right down USC's throat. But
yeah, crazy.
Welcome to the Big Ten, Trojans.
Hey, yo, shout out SWVA Shop. Run the damn ball.
Run the damn ball. I mean, take that in.
I mean, in order to keep Cam Ward off the field, we're gonna have to run the shit out of the football.
We're going to play not to lose. We're going to scheme to not get absolutely dicked on. Pardon my language, but that's exactly what's going to happen.
I hope we scheme to win.
Yeah.
That's what I'm hoping. But I guess, time will tell.
Yep. Time will tell, dude. I'm not looking forward to Friday. Suffice to say.
Shout out Zach Bryan. Fear and Fridays.
Fear and Fridays.
Yeah, now we fear Friday.
Yeah.
Look, yeah, man, all I'm saying is people are losing faith.
Yup.
People are losing patience.
Yup.
It technically doesn't matter what any of us think. I mean, it matters what we think, but as far as, like, the way that the team should be worried about fixing the shit and tuning us out and getting it together. But yeah, I'm not pleased. You're not pleased. I don't think anybody is pleased. The dentist, he's not pleased. Clark's not pleased. Truett, the eternal optimist, is not pleased. Yeah, man, I don't know. Three words really figured out, because this is not working. And I wanted to badly.
It's not working. It's broken. Needs fixing. We don't look like a good football team, because I'm convinced we are not one. Even though with all this talent, we're not putting it together. And that starts at the top and trickles down. So Godspeed, you know, it's extremely frustrating, maddening, confusing. It's all of the things. And a stage of grief is accepting that this is just the way it is. And, you know, we'll see week by week, more like freaking interception by fumble and flag and not disciplined and no heart and whatever. Sorry. We got to get off of here, man.
Yeah.
we got to get off of here, dude. You know, so last year, anytime we lost, I would always say, nah, Dan, I'm not going to record with you. This one, I said, yeah. Oh, hell yeah, we're going to talk about this one.
Yeah, I didn't even ask you. You just hit me.
Oh, it's like, oh, yeah.
Hey,
I said, I'm going to be on demon crap tomorrow.
Yeah,
I'm going to be on my goblin mode. But it's just so disheartening, dude. And we all feel that way. And on to the next, I suppose.
Miami. Yeah. So my NFL team actually won today. Shout out the Broncos. It's bow time, baby. Bo Nix looked looked like a competent quarterback. So I'm hoping I would like to see that rub off on the Hokies. But anyway, yeah, man, we are back to square one. We're 500. The goodwill and optimism and happy feelings and all those things that Buddy the Elf always talked about are gone. And prove it to us, man. Go out there and start getting it done.
Yep.
Look like the Hokies we used to know, where if, because that's what it really comes like. I had this thought yesterday that when I was a kid and the Hokies would lose a game, the other team knew that they had just played the Virginia Tech Hokies because it was not fun. It was not a fun win for them. And yesterday did not look like a battle to me, outside of the last three plays of the third quarter and the whole fourth quarter. But, yeah, man, figure it out. Get it done.
Hmm.
Go Hokies.
Go Hokies.